Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it. Pizza's so sweet, but it makes no difference.
Do a couple fun facts and we'll do a DGS happy hour. If you don't include Super Bowls, can anyone guess the biggest delivery day in Domino's Pizza history outside of Super Bowls?
Single day, not like
single
annual?
Day.
Okay.
Yes. I'll give you a hint. It was in the summer of 1994.
Biggest?
My graduation?
Or Woodstock?
Nope.
Could that have been the OJ trial?
OJ Bronco Chase.
Okay.
The OJ Bronco Chase, June of 1994.
Wow.
Set records for Domino Pizza delivery. Everyone just went home and watched it.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
I mean, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah.
I was setting, so my law office was in the chemical building and Dooley's Burger Place was downstairs. And we would go down there quite often, just get a burger and a couple of beers, and that was on. And so I sat at the bar at Dooley's just watching that.
Wow.
It's crazy.
What was it? What did you think watching it? Like, what were your thoughts, if you remember?
You have to understand who O.J. Simpson was before that.
Yeah.
Like, before you knew all this stuff,
yeah,
he was just the most charming, talented, funny.
I mean, like,
everyone
Hall of Fame,
loved him.
Maybe the greatest running back of all time, maybe not, but, like, in that conversation.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, happy and smiley, and he was on all the talk shows, and he was
I
in
love
movies.
OJ over here.
I mean, I'm serious. You,
no, I know.
Every kid
I know,
wanted
who
to be
would
OJ
you compare,
Simpson.
Who would you even compare that to?
I don't know that you can.
Like, somebody who is...
It'd be like if Taylor Swift ended up in the back of a Bronco because she killed Travis Kelce. Like, really? That's it's like, what, he killed his wife, and he killed a guy? What?
It was wild.
Andrew, have you ever watched OJ Made in America?
I have not.
You should watch it. You would really enjoy it.
Is that the one with Cuba?
No, this is a documentary. This is actually a 30 for 30 that ESPN did.
Okay.
But I mean, it's won a ton of awards. It's a very in-depth look at like who O.J. Simpson was.
The one with Cuba is not bad either.
Oh, yeah.
Is that American Crime Story?
Yeah, American Crime Story, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But I mean, that one's good, but Made in America is like they're interviewing people from his life and tons of old footage.
Oh, you should watch that.
Another fun fact, not that fun, approximately 6,600 people worldwide die every hour.
No.
That's hard to wrap your mind around.
Yes, it is.
6,600 people per hour.
How many are born?
But it also seems
16,720.
Wait, so it's that much more?
Yes.
And we got people out here saying we have a birth rate problem.
So according to my show prep, the world population grows by more than 10,000 people every hour.
Good Lord.
That's a lot.
People, y'all need to slow down.
Yes.
We should go one for one for a while.
Yeah.
No doubt. Think about how many diapers that is.
It's a lot of diapers.
That's a lot of diapers going into
going
the landfill.
Going in and going out.
Yikes.
I hate to just belabor this, but 6,600 people an hour multiplied by all of their loved ones and all of the angst and all of the emotion, and it's just kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, was that like 6,600 or 660?
I feel 6,600.
Like, okay, I feel like I was off by a decimal. And I remember thinking 660 seems like super low.
Yeah.
So I'm honestly, 6,600 feels a little low as well.
I guess when you picture 8 billion in the planet.
Yeah, when you picture just how big the Earth is. I mean, it's everything that we know, and it seems like kind of a low
number. I don't know about you guys, but when I think about dying, the fact that everyone does it doesn't make me feel better.
Oh, no, not at all.
Right.
How on earth would that make anyone feel?
Like, it was like everyone eventually gets their hand chopped off with an axe. You're like, I don't want it.
Yeah, you're like, okay, well, you know,
for me,
I kind of like this thing.
Can I opt out?
Yeah, I'd rather not. But yeah, that's crazy. Who wants to go to DJ's happy hour?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have something that from Amazon. They have this incentive program going on right now where basically you can go to amazon.com/promos/thankmydriver. And basically you have a free $5 to send to the last Amazon driver who delivered to your house. So it's kind of randomly picked in that, you know, it's not, you're not getting the same driver every day from what I understand, but it's, you can go on there and give a free tip, free from you. You don't have to pay the $5. Amazon's paying the $5 to that latest driver, which on one hand is nice. But then on the other hand, I'm just asking myself, okay, if Amazon wants to do something nice for their employees this holiday season, why are they putting it on me?
Just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just do it. Yeah. And also, $5 in the grand scheme of things is basically like not giving someone a gift at all.
It's
in the
nothing.
United States in 2025. I wouldn't, if I were an Amazon driver and I got the notification that someone just tipped me $5, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. I guess I'll get another McChicken tonight. But that's kind of all I can do. So I don't know. It just bothered me. It's one of those things where it's like they get a ton of good
warm
PR.
Fuzzing.
But then they're relying on the consumer to make it happen for the driver who's barely getting anything. Bezos and whoever else just needs to get it together and give their hardworking employees a bonus. If that's what they really want to do, leave me out of it. Why do I
but
have to be the one to make
this way, money?
Yeah, in this way, they can give the Amazon can make it so that the company bonus they're giving out is $5 per person.
And the thing is, it's
if
not like every driver
consumer actually does
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait. Is it, can they get like 30 tips in a day or you only get one tip?
I'm pretty sure you only get one because there's like a $2 million cap or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very randomized. Yeah.
No, I agree. At first I thought you were being a little unfair, like, well, I don't know, every delivery you get $5, that's
pretty
good.
Yeah, if you get $5 per delivery, that's not bad at all. That's going to make you hundreds of dollars in a day.
I mean, okay, so you can get more than one, but it's capped at 2 million thank yous. So if that makes sense. So if you happen to be the last person to drop off a package at the house of three people who thank their driver today, you get $15. You could very well get $0 even if you made 30 perfect deliveries that afternoon. So it's, very random, very silly in my opinion.
I mean, you know, he's only worth $200 billion. How can we expect him to give his employees a bonus? I mean, that's not fair. You know, he's got a family.
Kids to feed. I bet he's not worth that much.
What do you mean?
You know, like, because he's the way they play with income. And,
right, I mean, but he could take out, like, $100 million loan at 1% interest.
Yeah, you're right. We're probably
divide by
Bezos.
All of the employees and give out bonuses and then also probably write it off too.
Yeah, I had never thought about the fact that Jeff Bezos might have kids. I just looked it up. He has 4 children.
Oh, well, he can't afford to do anything. Yeah.
He has kept their identities private except for his eldest son, Preston. I don't like this kid. I don't like this kid at all. Preston Bezos.
How could we possibly think that a company that successful and a CEO with that kind of net worth could ever do anything for their employees themselves? That's, come on. Just get them the Jelly of the Month Club. They'll shut up.
Wheels got anything?
Sure. I saw this, and I'm curious to run it by Rach and Andrew especially because it was a TikTok creator who's a Gen X person who was making an interesting point. He was doing it as a joke. He wasn't like being seriously critical. It was a gag thing. He tends to do everything in a funny way. But he was interesting that younger generations spend too much time beating around the bush to start a conversation or to tell you something. Like instead of just saying, "Hey, Dave, love those boots." You'd be like, "Hey, Dave, first of all, let me just set this up, okay? Let me tell you that I took a lot of time and thought about this, and those boots are great." Like he says there's too much preamble with younger generations, and I wanted to know, A, does anybody in the room agree? Because I don't really know that I feel that way. I just know that that tactic in general annoys me.
I feel like I do that.
Do you?
Too much. I feel like, and given the amount of nods coming out of Dave, I feel like Dave thinks that I might do that too much also.
No. I'm nodding along in agreement. I do the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like I catch myself doing that a lot, and
you know why?
It makes me want to stop saying what I'm saying halfway through, because it's like, dude, you've already ruined it because you won't shut up.
I know I give a lot of credit and blame to Jack and Francis, but my dad was the polar opposite.
Straight to it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He would have said, "Boots! Gee, damn it!" And you're like, "I don't know what this is a reference to." So I think I came out and I'm just like, so anyway, let me just start by saying this.
So you started by saying, "Now, I don't know where you could have purchased them. I assume you did purchase them, not as a gift. Anyway, I think they were quite lovely looking. And may I just say.
I would have figured and clocked, maybe because my youngest is 20. And when you're 20, your parents are on a need-to-know kind of basis, right?
Yes, yeah, and they need
so
to know
Phoebe's
nothing.
Phoebe's not a preambler.
Right, right.
She's more like my dad.
Yeah, yeah. My kid does this, though. She'll do that. So, you know that thing that we like. Oh my God! Just say what you want to say. It's okay. I'm your dad. I'm not going to yell at you.
I don't know. For me, if I'm taking way too long to explain something, it's because I'm afraid that if I just come out and say it, people are going to think I'm being rude.
Hmm.
Like you're too blunt. You are too straight to the point. Is she mad? These are all things you have to kind of consider. So, yeah, it sounds a little better sometimes to, like, ramp up to it or soften it. I'm not saying it's the right thing. I'm just, that's where I'm coming from when I do that.
Also, I don't know why. I talk like an idiot. I don't know why. It sucks. Remember the other day, Rachel, you were making fun of me because I said, "Fare thee well."
You said fairly well and meant it.
Yeah, we were. I was like, "All right, well, fairly well." I just talk. It sucks, but it's how I talk. I'd be saying "privy" and whatnot. Like, it's how I talk. It's stupid.
Is it really how you talk, or you're trying to be clever and it doesn't land?
No, it's just how I talk. I just say it's. I don't know. It's just I have a weird vocabulary. I've been like that since I was a kid, and I read too many books too fast when I was a little kid, and it didn't make me smarter, but I learned a lot of stupid words that now I have become.
I think
a regular
I enjoy
part of
talking too much, and I just want to do it more.
Talking too much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if we're gonna have a conversation and it's my turn to talk, I just really want to take advantage of it. You know, which is not an attractive trait, but I'm just being honest.
It's normal. I think that's how we're wired. Everybody wants their turn.
Yeah, I would love to be more direct.
Yeah, and that's what was interesting to me is this guy made it out to be like, "We're in Gen X and we don't got time for that." I'm like, I don't know. I know some Gen X people that do that. You know, like I don't think that's a generational thing.
Yeah.
But it is a funny thing because I don't know, what do, like, is it, I guess the question I would ask is it is it purposeful, or is it more just something that happens because you're trying to find
probably
your
more
way?
Habit.
Yeah, try. Okay, habit. Okay,
probably more habit. Okay. Did you guys see what they did with the national parks? So the Trump administration has said for next year, and maybe, you know, ad infinitum, but for next year, for sure, you can no longer get free admission to national parks on Martin Luther King Day or Juneteenth. Juneteenth, but you can get it on Donald Trump's birthday now.
Which conveniently is also Flag Day, so I think that's how they're kind of squeaking that one past all of us. But yeah, it's to be anti-DEI. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that Martin Luther King Jr. was considered a part of the DEI initiative.
Yeah.
That's really disgusting.
Let's let this guy have a day because he's black.
If that's how you look at the entire world, then I guess that is, it's like, well, we better not do it on that day. But the rest of us are looking at you thinking you look kind of crazy.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
324 DGS. Happy Monday. You know what I had a dream about last night? I just thought of it.
What was it?
getting swatted in school. Mm. Did you guys? I never got swatted.
Now, you're not talking. The new swatting is different than the old swatting.
You mean, yes, like
the new swatting is calling the SWAT team,
no,
on your.
You mean struck it.
This is where they paddle.
Yes.
Being smited,
yes,
upon.
Some,
yeah,
form of paddle, usually with holes in it so it can,
yes,
gain velocity faster.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I was in school, from grade school all the way through, although there wasn't a lot of paddling of like 17 and 8 year olds, because that's, I guess they figured out that's kind of weird. I don't know if it's any less weird than paddling a 7 year old, but they, our schools were made out of marble. I mean, it was just, I swear to God, it was like marble everywhere. And so you'd walk down the hallways and everything would echo and reverberate. And when they would SWAT kids, I mean, it was traumatic. And I wasn't even the one getting swatted.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a pretty good kid. I wasn't trouble or anything. We had a lot of trouble kids in South Rexana. So I didn't realize how on the curve I was, you know, by being graded. But man, I lived in fear of that.
We definitely, it was a thing at our high school. It wasn't a thing in grade school. I mean, the worst you would get there is maybe the rap on the knuckles with the ruler, which is not nearly the same thing. That's a little.
Yeah, was that still a thing in your age?
The knuckles
nuns
thing
and stuff?
Yeah, but it was pretty rare. I can think of it maybe once or twice.
I've heard from guys my age, specifically guys.
Yeah.
Who went through Catholic school and they hated the nuns.
Oh. No, ours was all right.
They were so
right.
Mean.
Yeah. Ours were fine. I mean, they were fine. They were as nice as we were deserving of being
to
nice.
To them, yeah.
We had a couple years. We were pretty awful. And in high school, there wasn't a ton of that. There were a few of like the old school teachers that had those paddles like up on a...
Yes. Display.
On display above the board or whatever. Yeah. But
which
I don't
I'm sure was an inside joke to each other.
And it was also like a throwback to, yes, what it used to be. There was a teacher that had a hockey stick that they used to use that instead of a paddle.
Seems unwieldy.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot of trouble, you know? But there's occasionally still some stuff.
Did you guys have corporal punishment?
No. Okay. When I was very young, when I first started going to the private Christian school, I kind of remember being threatened with the paddle, but I never saw it actually happen. And then by the time I would have been in like third or fourth grade, you never heard anything about that ever again.
Yeah.
So I might even be like concocting that in my head that even happened. But I think it was on the horizon if you went
it's on
too
the menu.
Far. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no one really wanted to push it.
Yeah. Wayne,
Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Knock, speak, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down, high. Wire in a fire, representing seven games in a government for hire in a combat site.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Going to be talking to Matt Pauly here momentarily. He's at the winter meetings. Dave Murray couldn't be here today, but he gave us a live look.
Ooh, here it is.
And afternoon it is. Full of doctors. So I wanted to give you an update on the weather because we've got bouncing temperatures. The warmest day of the week is going to be tomorrow. In fact, it's going to be quite nice. A little chilly out the door, but sunshine, a little breezy, but 51 degrees for the high on Tuesday. That will be the warmest high that we've had since November 25th, but it does not last very long. Tuesday night, a lot of clouds. It's windy as winds swing from the south to the northwest, an Arctic cold front coming through. 40 degrees for the overnight low, so the cold air does not come rushing in on Tuesday night. Wednesday, partly sunny skies, turning colder during the day as the northwest flow takes over. Temperatures will be in the 40s in the morning, but fall into the upper 30s by mid to late afternoon on Wednesday. Wednesday night, a lot of clouds, a couple of snow flurries around as that northwest flow really digs in. 28, so not extreme, but it is getting colder. Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. Another Arctic front comes through with some light snow and snow flurries around on Thursday. Not a lot of moisture available in the atmosphere, but it's something we have to keep an eye on. 35 for the high. It will be colder Thursday night through Sunday. Not anticipating any record lows, but it is going to be another very cold stretch of weather with lows in the single numbers and highs struggling to reach 20 to 25 degrees. So enjoy the 51 degrees on Tuesday afternoon because the winter northwest flow is coming back.
Okay, Matt Pauly is at the winter meetings. Matt, how's the vibe so far?
You know what? It's good. There's a lot of people here, a lot of people walking by. Nothing's really happening yet, but I got the chance to talk with Ollie Marmel for the first time earlier today. We're going to go in about 25 minutes. I'll be up in a Heim Bloom suite, and we'll get his first comments of the winter meeting. So, you know, it's just all these people that come together every year to do this, and you get to see a lot of people that you haven't seen since this time last year, and that's always fun as well.
Could you do us a favor, Matt, and pass along some notes to people in the sport to actually do some things? Because I'm tired of refreshing Twitter and not seeing any new things.
Yeah, you know, look, I think that's just the world we live in right now is different because it used to be the baseball winter meetings was the opportunity to, like, actually talk to people for the first time. And now, with Zoom and texting and everything, I think this is just a continuation of conversations that are going on. So does the ability to be in the same actual room with somebody help facilitate some things and hurry some things up a little bit? Yes. But does it do it to the extent of what it used to be? No, absolutely not.
So you're saying you won't be passing those notes on my behalf?
I mean, I could pass the notes. I don't think anything is going to happen
teasing.
From it.
I'm just teasing.
I think people will be like, why is that dude passing a note to Heim Bloom? That's kind of weird.
Well, it's not even, I mean, this is not even a Cardinal thing as much as it is. Like, I'm a little surprised that it's been as quiet as it has been. There have been a couple of, you know, relatively minor things. I mean, nothing, you know, Sonny Gray's not a minor deal, but it's not the big free agent deal. It's not a blockbuster trade for a young player with team control. It's been pretty quiet, and I wonder if there's any buzz there, Matt, about some of the teams that are kind of laying back this year because of the concerns over next year. Because I know there's push to say, like, okay, the Pirates and the Marlins are looking to spend, but that almost feels like positioning for labor talks. Like, see, we're spending, we're trying, and then, you know, so that kind of feels like it's kind of that stuff. And it also sounds like some of the other teams might be slow playing everything.
Want to hear my dumb take for the day?
Yeah.
This is it. I'm annoyed that the Pirates have offered a four-year deal to Kyle Schwarber.
It was pretty awful.
I'm annoyed about it because they're going to tell you, hey, look, we're trying. Hey, Pirates fans,
right.
You've been mad at us for the last 15 years, 20 years, however many years. Look, we're trying. We're going to offer a four-year deal to Kyle Schwarber, who, by the way, is never going to accept it.
No.
But God forbid the Pittsburgh Pirates go offer a two-year deal to somebody who would actually sign with them. They haven't signed a multi-year contract in like 10 years, and now they're going to make a big deal about the fact that they're throwing 4 years at Schwarber, and he's never, ever, 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 ever going to sign. When I first heard that, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And as the day has gone along, I have gotten exponentially more and more frustrated at the Pittsburgh Pirates because they won't at least just go be you. But they won't do anything, but then they want to tell everybody in the world that they're in the Schwarber sweepstakes, which they're not.
Do you think that they think they're fooling? Do you think that they think they're fooling people, Matt?
I don't know. I don't know anything. Everything that they do is weird. But it's bad for baseball. If you can't sign just a regular free agent who can actually help your team for a multi-year contract, but you want to go like make a big deal about that. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they made an offer that would clearly be refused.
This audience I'm talking to right now probably really doesn't care. I'm sorry, what did you say, Kevin?
I said it's clear that it was an offer that was intended to be refused. It was never an offer they thought would be accepted. And I think, you know, to put it into, you know, the Cardinals fans kind of viewpoint, Cardinals fans would be super upset, and they have been, by the way, upset over the years at a dynamic they feel is like this, where the Cardinals would get in on David Price and never close the deal, or they would get in on, you know, one of those bigger. And it's not often that they played in that in free agency, right? Just a couple of times, but they were always the runner-up or third place or whatever. And at least in those cases, I do think the Cardinals made offers that were closer to being realistic. What Pittsburgh offered, considering who they are and what they are, is nonsense. And they're going to have to be the ones that go above the offers of other teams, not come in under them and be like, oh, he'll do you a favor.
Yeah, it's not good. And I don't think Schwarber ends up with the Reds either, but if Schwarber's going to end up back in the NL Central, it would be Reds probably. There's been a rumble here and there about could there be a Cubs reunion in there? I don't know what the Cubs are really doing, but everything's weird right now. Kevin, you've made me just realize.
I know.
Nothing's happening and everything's weird.
And the Cubs are one of the teams that people think might be playing this game about labor and not wanting to get too bogged down. That's another thing I don't understand, because if there's a lockout, you're not paying anybody. Right? So no matter who you sign now, if it's locked out, you're not paying people while you're locked out. And you're not paying if there are games missed. So I don't understand why teams use that as an excuse to back down. To me, just make your deals and do what you would somewhat normally do, especially when you think you're a team that can make the postseason.
And nothing's going to, like, really, really, really change financially. I'm not saying that there's not going to be some tweaks and there's not going to be some things that help the owners and some things that help the players. But if you were to avoid signing a player to a multi-year contract because you're worried about how that's going to look in the financial constructs of Major League Baseball after the next CBA, you're smoking something. It's not going to be that different.
Totally agree.
What would, even if it's a misplaced fear, what would the fear be, for example?
So the fear could be that if you're a big market team and you're over a number that you think might be the salary cap, do you want to put yourself in a position where you're going to have to shed more contract? But even that, most everything would likely be grandfathered. It would be, you know, taken over time. It's not going to be an overnight you have to do this. And there's no guarantee that that's even going to happen. But see, this is the truth. I think Matt agrees with me on this, is that a lot of the owners in professional sports will just take any excuse they can to justify not doing something. Right? They'll just, you know, we don't want to take the risk. Well, they don't want to anyway, but now they use that as an excuse.
It's such a weird thing that happens with baseball owners. And you're like, even if it's not a salary cap, even if it's a tax where the threshold is lower, so
or the taxes are higher, whatever. Amount,
you may have to, right? Like, even if that's the case, it's probably going to get rolled into that, you know, slowly as well. And at the end of the day, that's not actually going to happen, impact that many teams that much.
How likely do you think the lockout is?
Oh, I'd say
lockout's going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say it'll be December 1st next year, and they'll announce the lockout. Yeah. I mean, the only question that matters to fans and to people like Matt and I, I'm sure to you, Dave, is whether or not any games are going to be missed.
Right.
And that I would put at a low percentage at this point.
Okay.
I don't know what maybe 10% chance would be my guess.
Because I don't think they're going to miss games. So that's the worst case scenario for me, with the assumption that they don't miss games, is that they get the CBA done so late into spring training that they have to actually like start the season late.
Right.
And maybe they just take the first week of the season and tack it on to the end of the season. We've seen them do some version of that before to the schedule. But I don't think anybody involved in it, with all the momentum that this game has right now, you cannot actually miss games. You have to play 162 next.
So Matt had his hot take. Can I ask a really dumb question? And I apologize. Moneyball's one of my favorite baseball movies. Did it have any reality and any real lasting effect what they tried to do in Oakland?
Yeah, I say so, but stuff changes. Like it's that was a lot of teams tried to do a version of that, and now it's evolved into something else. I mean, but that was one of the first times that teams were really trying to use data and things like that a little bit more than what they'd done previously.
So it was a moment in time.
Yeah, I mean, it was the beginning of what we now call analytics and how you're looking for edges on the margins and all that. Beginning of it having a name, but I've never watched the movie, and I can't, and I will never read the book, because they grossly exaggerate the impact that the Moneyball strategy had on the Oakland team. I mean, they had three pitchers who were first-round draft picks. Mark Mulder, Barry Zito, and Hudson wasn't a first-round draft pick, but he was a high draft pick. Eric Chavez was a first-round draft pick. You know, they had Miguel Tejada was one of the most expensive amateur free agents on. He's like, they were good because of the traditional things that they did, drafting high in the draft and spending a lot of money on star players. And sure, they were good on the margins too, but the real story is that doesn't matter unless you got those number one starters lined up in your rotation and your superstars from the draft and free agency.
Okay. All right, Matt, I know you need to skedaddle, and hopefully something happens with Haim, and you will let us know on Rush Hour Sports. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back DGS and KMOX. Bobby says one of my all-time favorite DGS segments was Dave talking about showering after gym class. Tony Colombo was horrified that you actually had to see your classmates naked. I'll tell that one again at the top of the hour. Does anyone understand the Netflix thing? Does anyone care? Because I don't understand it, and I can't bring myself to care, but I assume that I would care if I understood it.
Well, it matters because the primary way where it matters to, like, I think the average person is that Netflix's pretty loudly stated agenda over the past few years, decade, whatever, that they've been really super prominent, is that they want to remove movie theaters. Like, okay, they don't want movie theaters anymore. They want you to watch everything at home on Netflix. And so them buying up large amounts of, you know, production studios essentially means very, very bad things for movie theaters. It means that you're going to see a lot more movies not released in theaters, released directly to Netflix, or maybe even best case scenario for this situation, you'd see it sort of like they are with the new Knives Out movie, where it's in theaters for like a week, and then, you know, the week after that, it's going to directly to Netflix.
How do you guys feel about that in general? Forget, like, you don't own Netflix stock. You just care about it as a consumer. Do you want to have more movies released in theaters to have the option, or would you rather say, put it on my Netflix, I'll watch it tonight?
I care less about that. I care more about the consolidation of ownership of all of these things, because that's going to lead to less competition, and less competition usually means higher prices, so that's what we pay.
Well, and it might not even go to Netflix. Paramount just like sweetened their offer to acquire Warner Brothers this morning, I believe.
Well, they're supposedly trying a hostile takeover.
Yeah, all cash deal valued at $108 billion. I think that's $30 per share. So yeah, Netflix might not be controlling this ultimately, but Wheels is right. Like, buying up all these production companies and consolidating power like that, it gives the consumer less of a choice. Honestly, I could never go to a movie theater again and probably be fine. However, I do like that it's an option. And I know for many people, that's like a really fun experience and a hobby that they really enjoy. So I wouldn't want that to be taken away for other people.
Yeah, I don't
want to
see it either.
No, I love it.
I was just around this weekend.
When do we? But we typically are the group that goes for the blockbusters. Mm-hmm. We're not typically the group that's just going to go for any old movie, right? If it's just any old movie, I'll wait till it's streaming. If it's a big, you know, something that you've been counting down to, well, then maybe you're going to, I mean, not maybe, I'll definitely go see the big Marvel movies or whatever. But for an average, regular old, you know, comedy or whatever, it's not worth the money or the effort, because it's going to be the same experience at home. It's different with the bigger movies, because that's not the same experience.
I don't go as much as I should. I probably go to 4 movies a year, or I probably used to go to, I don't know, at least once a month, maybe more than that. But I do fear that it's going to go away. Like, not in the next 5 years, but down the road. I think it'll just be a very niche thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic when you have a good crowd and it's a big first run movie and everybody's happy and excited. Yeah. Like, that's a cool atmosphere.
Yeah.
But for an average movie, when it's you and 5 other people in there.
True.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar.
Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.